So our next speaker asked me to describe her as a big dummy dum-dum. Put your hands together for Claire Friedman!
That's what I wrote on the sheet. My very best friend in the entire world is Caitlin. We have a picture of us first meeting, both in Halloween costumes as babies. I'm sorry, I was in a Halloween costume. She was not. It was not Halloween. My mom thought I looked cute dressed as a lamb, and so just kept having me wear it. Caitlin's about 6 months older than me, and it was very obvious when we were babies, because she was standing, and I was not. We've been friends ever since then. We became friends because our parents were friends. Our mothers have been best friends since sixth grade. They lived together in college. Our dads were college roommates. Her parents introduced my parents to each other. Our grandmothers went to nursing school together. But really, it was our parents joining together, and all of that can be blamed because we are direct descendants, not to brag, but Caitlin and I are descendants of the Wild Pooters. Please, don't get my autograph. I'm sure you all know exactly who that is. It was the house my dad lived in the University of Iowa in the late 70s, early 80s. They were called the Wild Pooters. That was their intramural sports team. I believed it was named after someone's mother. And by the knowing smiles that they give each other when saying that, I'm pretty sure it's an inappropriate joke that we've never fully been a part of. The Pooters are great. They are Dennis, Dennis, Phil, Dave, Dave, Sheldon, Bill, and Randy. Along with, of course, Jean and Suzanne, who famously were sorority presidents. And so Dennis and Dennis decided to rush the sorority one year with full beards. They made it in and met the sorority national president to the mortification of their friends, Jean and Suzanne. Dennis, the first Dennis, Pins, as I'm sure you all know him. That's my dad. The second Dennis, Devo, Phil, Bert, Dave, DA, Dave, Hurls, Sheldon, didn't have a nickname, I've never known why. And of course, Jake, whose real name is Bill. and Ringsters, that was the crew, that was the group of people. A lot of them moved up to Minnesota, some moved to different parts of the Midwest, but they always made sure they got together for at least one Iowa away game each year. And all of us kids grew up together. My family and all the other kids, and Caitlin, Phil's daughter, was my best friend. Starting in middle school, we went to school together. We spent a lot of time together. We didn't even realize how good of friends we were at first. I think over the years, we realized how well-suited we are for each other. Mostly because we didn't like anyone else. As adults, we lived together, which was nice because she was dating, conveniently, my other best friend from high school, Alex, and very conveniently for me and my travel arrangements, they got engaged. I was excited because that meant that I could just come and sleep on their house, sleep on their house, yeah. Sleep on their couch! Wherever they happen to be living. Without making two trips. Caitlin was the first of us to get married. As of right now, I think she's still the only one of us to get married, but let's not count. Like some mothers. Caitlin was the first of us to get married, and of course, all of those family friends were invited, and my dad, I remember growing up, him saying to me about all those people, "We're so lucky that we got to pick our family." I love my extended family, but I've never been anywhere near as close to my cousins as I was to all of those kids. And so to get to stand next to Caitlin as she got married to another one of my best friends was one of the most special things that could possibly ever happen to me. Not to mention it was an impeccably planned and perfectly executed wedding that I'm fully planning on copying pasting shamelessly. It was a destination wedding because Caitlin didn't want people to come. They had moved to Portland, and she flat out refused to plan it anywhere but there and said, if people don't want to travel, they don't need to come to my wedding. It worked great. Weeded out tons of people. But almost all of our parents' college friends and their children were there. At one point, I looked around the night before the wedding. We were all having a fun time in a park playing trivia based on the bride and groom, which I loved and did great at, and eating from their favorite food truck because it was Portland. And I looked around and I said to my dad, where did Dave and Marcia go? They were noticeably absent, even though they were closer to Caitlin than almost anyone else in that group of people. My dad looked at me. He said, oh, Marcia's dad was having some health problems and they had to fly back. And I looked at my dad a little sideways. And he looked at me and he said, let this one go. And I said, okay. Didn't ask about it again. Didn't think about it. The next day was the wedding. And it was beautiful and wonderful and perfect. And we danced all night and we went and had desserts that were all handmade by the groom's younger sister, who's currently a pastry chef in France, not to brag. It was the best wedding I've ever been to. The next morning I woke up and I went to go meet my parents for breakfast and they told me to sit down. I was sitting next to my brother and they said, Claire, we need to tell you, someone has died. It's Stephen. David Marsha's oldest son, Stephen, had killed himself because his parents were out of town, so he wasn't being watched. His parents were out of town at my best friend's wedding. I'd like to say that we saw it coming, but we didn't. His parents did more than us. We didn't realize how bad things had gotten, as so often happens with those things. The funeral was the next weekend. We were all there together again. Everybody wearing black, his dad wearing an Iowa tie, because it was his son's favorite school. His coffin was decorated from head to toe with Hawkeye and baseball gear. He loved the Cubs. His slideshow was the same one they had used from his high school graduation. We were all in it. I hugged his mother as she was crying. And I hugged his dad and he held me close and he whispered into my ear, how lucky are we to have this family? How lucky are we to have so many friends?
Thank you, Claire.